Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 65. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
As usual, we will be discussing whatever we want, probably in tech news and...
maybe my crazy neighbor.
Maybe the lady that's yelling outside the door right now. It's hard to tell these things. If you're listening live, it is the 16th of August.
Whoa. Did you actually know that date?
I always know.
Did you look it up?
No.
How'd you know?
Because I know it's the 16th.
You never know. You're always like, today's the...
I seriously have to think about it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We're closer than we were last week.
Yeah. That's probably true. Yeah, so that's what we shoot for most days. Most Thursdays. But if you're not listening live and you found us either on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com, maybe try to make it next Thursday. Hang out in the chat room. You can see us live via video. We're in a new location today, just for fun. So there's always that.
Yeah.
You know.
For those watching, we're on my couch. Welcome.
I was going to tell them where we were. You gave it all away.
To the people just listening?
Right.
Oh, well.
They don't know, but maybe
they're listening, they'll be like, oh, shit, what's his couch look like?
What's that look
like? Bet you that thing's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe that's what they'll go with.
We landed on the moon!
No, Mars. Well, we did land on the moon in 1969.
They did the brain transplant.
Who did? Someone just knocked?
Yeah, it was over here, though. That was weird. No, they did the brain transplant on Curiosity. For the software. Because they're like, what do we need? What do we need landing software for when...
when we're already landed.
We're here, and it's not going to do it again.
It's not ever leaving.
So.
Brain transplant.
Yeah. So, well, she's kind of quieted down, but you may, throughout the podcast, hear my crazy neighbor lady yelling. She's crazy. I think they drink a lot, also, but then they have a one-bedroom apartment. Because they keep their windows open.
They're across a courtyard. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like they're like...
they're like a ways away.
Yeah.
Like, as the crow flies, what's that, 50 yards?
At least.
We'll say 50, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
But her son lives with them, her and her husband or whatever, and he's like 26 or something.
Maybe
crap.
Their show started
And she's yelled at... no, she's chewed him out before. And she, like, something about getting a job and stuff. But she, like, they just don't hold back. Like, it's just, like, I mean, blatant yelling. It's like, whatever.
So if you hear any crazy noise in the background...
it's either Mike or the crazy lady.
It's either me. We're enjoying the nice Minnesota change of seasons that just happened overnight.
No, it was all last week, too. Just yesterday was the first, like, humid day again.
Right, but, you know, it's fun to change, like, just a drastic change in one day.
But it really changed so out there in the week.
Right. It changes every day.
That's true. Welcome to Minnesota. Yeah, no, it's nice.
So we have the door open.
Fall is on the way. I mean, granted, you think
summer's just over?
No, because it always gets... you get, like, the cold snap.
The Indian summer.
And then it freaking slaps you in the face again, and then it gets cold. And then it's like, okay, I'm just kidding, guys.
They call that an Indian summer, I believe.
I enjoy season changes.
I enjoy fall. Just in general.
I like fall and spring. I like the mild weather. Give me this 50 degrees at night, and I'm a happy camper.
Anyways. Enough talk about the weather.
Let's talk some tech. Huh?
Sure.
All right.
We'll start out with, I kind of grouped them together.
Holy moly.
Shoot with some Google. What? Freaking out right now?
No, I'm just... I couldn't taste it, but it's...
I couldn't taste it. You couldn't taste what? The Coke?
The rum. I didn't put
a lot in, though.
I couldn't
taste the Coke in this rum.
I know. Well, I can't win them all, I guess.
That's true.
Go team.
So, some Google news to start. Google announced that they will be pushing... not pushing pirated sites, but sites that have had... that have had, what's the word?
Like,
something filed against them about pirating, or...
It's crazy.
They're lowering their page rank, essentially.
Yeah.
So that way, things like...
So I can't just go to Google anymore and search, like, hey, I would like AC/DC's...
Back in Black.
Back in Black. And, you know, like, because you could just search, like, AC/DC and then Mediafire, and more than likely you could find what you're looking for. Not that I've done it, I've just heard of people doing that.
Yeah, so. Sometimes you hear these things, but...
Through the grapevine.
But so they've changed their algorithms to take these sites that have had, like, complaints filed against them by...
The RIAA and
right,
the MP.
By people of power, and pushing them down further in the page rank. So,
so you just
like,
need to look at page 5 instead
like,
of page 1.
So like iTunes and YouTube and Google Store or whatever, those will come up before Mediafire.
That's
or,
too bad.
Or what was the other one? Kazam? Was that what it was? Kazam? Back in the day?
Kazam?
Yeah.
For downloading?
Yeah.
Kazaa?
Kazaa. There you
but
go.
But that was... No, Kazaa was a...
Peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer. So it doesn't really work that
Pirate
way.
Pirate Bay.
No.
Torrents.
Because Pirate Bay is just a host for the files to download, but torrenting is basically like a peer-to-peer also.
So just like mega upload.
There you go. Or rapid share, or deposit files, or... Not that I've used any of these or know what they are.
Phase MP3.
Ooh, that's a good one. It leaked. No, but see, like, I wonder how they're doing it, because, like, a place like It Leaked doesn't host the sites, or host the files.
Well, neither does Phase MP3,
but
you can't.
But It Leaked doesn't have their stuff come up on Google results anyways, because it's a completely locked down, numbers only.
But
see, Kazaa and LimeWire, they were all
peer-to-peer
applications by themselves, so you wouldn't go look up something on Google.
But if you were
Googling
file sharing... Maybe it wouldn't come up.
See, that's they don't really state what exactly they're blocking. You know, whether it is actually like illegal downloading stuff or if it's like places that host the files actually.
Right.
So.
But anyway, they're
messing with people's.
Well, I think they're
it's smart on their part.
They're
really
doing what SOPA wanted without the full effects of it, essentially. Sort of.
Yeah, that's... I didn't...
It's almost like a compromise. They're compromising.
Yes.
In other Google news, they bought Fromer, which is a guidebook series. You ever heard of Fromer's Guides? A lot... Like, if you travel to England and you have a Fromer, like, it tells you...
Oh,
like,
yes.
This is what you should check out. This is what's here. It's like a tour guide in a book, sort of.
Except you should just talk to April if you're going to go to England, because I feel like she's been over there.
Well, not everybody knows April, though.
Yeah, but maybe they should give you another reason to join chat. Meet some peeps.
But anyways, Googlebot Fromer. They haven't said what they're going to do with it, but like when they bought Zagat or Zagat or however you say that.
Zagats.
Zagats?
Yeah.
They would probably just roll it right into their search. I don't know. Maybe they're going to come out with a crazy travel app.
or they integrated into Google Maps.
That makes sense, too.
That just came out of this little brain. Heard it here first. I didn't even read that somewhere.
Google also announced they now have over, speaking of maps, over 1 million public transit routes that you can search via their maps.
That's so crazy.
Well, it makes sense. I do it a lot. Like, I search around here.
So you can ride a bus?
No, for work. Like, if people are trying to tell me they can't get somewhere, I'll search the bus routes.
You're like, hey, bullshit.
Yeah, and then I'll tell them bus 73 goes right by your house at 5:15, and you can ride it right to where you need to go. And they're like, oh. And then I get them good, see?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So I know it works around here, and sometimes I just check randomly to see if the bus goes places.
Yeah, because that's what people do. That's what normal people do. Hey, I just want to see if the bus goes somewhere. Hey, answer. Let me answer your question for you. Yeah, they go all over the place, Mike.
Well, you know, specific places. No. I'm sitting at home. I'm like, I wonder if a bus goes to location X. And then I look it up. And sometimes I like to just see how long it would take me to walk. But that's another story.
Mike's a freak show.
There are Google Play gift cards spotted in the wild.
Yes, $10 and $25 ones.
Yeah, so for those of you that perhaps, I think it's, I mean, obviously it's a logical move if they really want to make their ecosystem user-friendly to give people gift cards like iTunes been doing forever, and you can even get gift cards for Amazon or...
You can get gift card for anything.
Right.
Any, like, Mafia Wars, Zynga stuff. I mean, anything Zynga-related, basically.
Facebook credits.
what the hell do you do with those, even?
I don't know.
I have some for something.
You buy them at Target?
No, I got...
For your Farmville
like
account?
Five free or something, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with these things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool story.
But you could get them if you wanted them.
Yeah, maybe you can super poke somebody or something.
Super poke?
It's like...
People still
did
do
you
that?
Find the TIE Fighter on Gizmodo? Is that where you found it?
Yeah.
Mike, Gizmodo is all about, like, 10 years ago stuff.
I know, but it, like...
Remember when I was like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny to me. Because you're like, Randy, check this out.
But
did
you really
so
read
cool.
what the thing said?
Yeah, it was like about teaching math.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw it, like, 6 months ago when the guy was trying to sell it, because it was all over the place.
Now it's free.
And you're like, Randy, I saw this shit. I just saw it today. It's brand new.
It's
brand new, Randy. You should check it out. I'm like, Mike,
for
come on. If you don't know what we're talking about, I'll post a link in chat. And for the people listening, maybe you should be in chat. Okay.
Flash for Android is officially dead as of today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Support for, I mean, whatever is out there will still work, but it's not going to ever update. And
good riddance.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy having Flash capability on my phone, because I don't have broken websites right now. But with the move to HTML5, Flash is on its way out the door in the end. So
It is annoying sometimes, but it doesn't happen that often.
For you.
Yeah.
Well, not
like
as many sites
like,
use Flash anymore.
Like maybe like 1 in 30 would be realistic number. And if most things, I mean, it's usually restaurants for whatever reason. But it is what it is. Do you have any other Google news you want to add?
My tablet's up there, so no.
So no?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on to Microsoft. Lenovo, Dell, and Samsung have all confirmed they will have Windows 8 tablets. Surprise, surprise. What else are they going to do?
And was it Samsung? Or who said we're going to wipe the floor with them?
I almost think it was Lenovo, but that doesn't sound like something they'd say. Was it Toshiba?
No, I don't.
It wasn't Samsung. There was something about Toshiba that they got held up due to a lack of parts or something, so they're not going to have them out on time.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm clicking all over the place.
But one company was saying that they were going to wipe their floor with the Surface, basically saying they're going to kill it.
Yeah. Like, they're not. They were depressed that Microsoft opted to make.
It's probably Acer or Asus. Weren't one of them the ones that said that they didn't like that they did it to begin with?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But
it's a cool story, bro.
But, yeah. Those will probably all come out around the October 26th release of Windows 8. But if you want to give Windows 8 a try right now, you can go download a 90-day trial for free.
It was Lenovo. I feel like that's something that they wouldn't say.
Right,
you
I
know?
Don't think so either.
But
that's why.
Fair enough. Okay.
They're a good brand, though.
They're very
good.
So
if anyone is going to do it, I would say that it makes sense that it would be them.
Because they got their crap together.
Mostly. But anyway, yes, you could get a 90-day free trial of Windows 8, which works out because then about 90 days, and then it'll be out anyway.
Or you can go download it. because it's all over torrent sites. Not that we condone pirating.
Where would you...
Where would I go to find it right now?
Yeah.
I would use...
Because Demonoid's still down, right?
Yeah, they're not coming back. They're and selling Pirate the domain Bay, names.
And Pirate Bay is gone.
You can... You can still get to Pirate Bay.
Yeah?
Yep, they just changed their link, so now they're out of SE. I don't know where that is. It's another country they're hosted in again.
Sweden?
Maybe.
Anyway.
So, Pirate Bay... How long ago was Pirate Bay supposed to be shut down? Like a year ago?
It's been a lot. They're going to get flying ships to be over international waters, and I don't know. They're crazy.
Like, that just makes me laugh.
It's like, but Demonoid just went down, just all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah. And they're selling the domain names, too.
Yeah. Oh, they had three, and they were selling all three of them.
So it's kind of sad.
So they're really gone. Not like Pirate Bay, who's
maybe somebody Unless, Pirate Bay will buy them. The domain names, that'd be smart on their part.
Or Mega Upload.
Kim. They might be coming back.
Yeah. Their trial's getting thrown out. Sounds like Kim.com.
I don't know how to feel about that, but...
Using it?
Yeah.
I used it.
Yeah. Anyways.
Is that where you get your books now?
Hey, don't, you can't just, like, bust stuff out like that. You can't call people out.
I'm not calling anybody out.
Fair enough.
Nobody knows what we're even talking about.
Amazon. That's where I get all my books from.
Me too, unfortunately. Now again.
I see what you did there. Anyways.
And as we talked about before with the Metro name leaving and it be calling Windows 8 style, Windows is now, Microsoft is now banning any apps
with the word Metro in it?
With the word Metro in it from their store.
What if it was a Geo Metro app?
What if it was a Geodude app?
It's not going to be anything Pokemon related.
A Metro Pokemon. And then Microsoft and Nokia have announced that they will have a press release on September 5th, which is a week before the September 12th supposed, the rumored date of the iPhone announcement. Smarter that they're before and not after, I guess. At least then they can have a week of fanfare before everyone in the tech world talks about one thing and one thing only. But maybe that's, I don't know. We'll see what happens. What could they possibly have anyway except for Windows Phone 8? So that'll be, right? No? Lumia 1000?
Probably the 1000.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm going to go with that.
In the Samsung, well, there's a lot of stuff. The Samsung and Apple lawsuit is still, do you have anything else you want to say about Microsoft before I move on?
They're all right.
They're all right?
Yeah. They're no Google. They're no Google at all.
There's a world of change coming for them?
Totally.
It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. But anyway, in the Apple-Samsung lawsuit that's been going on, it's actually coming to a close. I think this is the last week of it. It came out that Microsoft and Apple have cross-licensed for all their patents still, which happened when Steve Jobs first came back to Apple. So even though the Surface is probably using a ton of Apple patents, they have licenses to use it all. So that's why you'll never see a huge battle like what's happening now with Samsung and Apple, with Samsung and Microsoft. The judge today asked one of Apple's lawyers if he smokes crack, if he was on crack.
Oh man!
Twitch.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall.
You could just go there. I mean, I think anybody can walk in, as long as there's room. But I'm sure there's
a line.
Ton of people. Yeah.
We can go camp.
Well, there's that. I know.
If it was in the federal court in St. Paul, I would be skipping work.
I know The Verge has a lawyer, a person that's been in there every day, and All Things D, and a few of the other huge sites. Obviously, they have a ton of people, so they have someone that's in there. And then there's a lot of tweets coming from the courtroom when that happened, of course. Because Apple was trying to say they were going to have more witnesses today, even though they've already, like, their time's running out. And then to close out, Samsung said that in reality, they, because I think Apple's claiming, how much money do they think they deserve from them? Is it 500 or is it 2 billion?
I think it was 2 billion.
So in the end, Samsung closed by saying that really Apple owes them 421.8 million. But we will probably see
all sorts of ridiculous.
Some sort of resolve fairly soon. Hopefully. A lot of Apple rumors out there this week. Like I said, they think there's a rumored date of September 5th for the iPhone launch with, or for the
announcement.
Not for your birthday, huh? I know. September 21st for the release date, or September 12th and 21st. There's an iPad mini rendering out there based on speculated
basically
parts.
A Nexus 7.
It looked like an iPod Touch, kind
of. It looks more like a iPod than a...
Yeah, an iPod Touch.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but I was just giving that. Fine.
But, of course...
Apple's retarded.
That's all speculation. They showed... What?
Nothing. I'll wait. I'll be patient. Be patient.
There was...
That's what Yoda teaches people.
Huh? That's
what Yoda teaches people.
There was pictures of the dock connector been out for a little while.
Like all weird looking, smaller.
It's supposed to be 9-pin, but they showed 8, but they're saying the whole backside is the ground, and that's why it's a 9-pin or something. But it does look much smaller, and we'll see what happens. It's been, I think they said, 9 or, is it 10, has it been 10 years since the iPod came out? Or 9. Mm-hmm. That they've been, there's this whole industry of dock connectors that is just going to come to be obsolete. There was a thing that showed an adapter from the dock.
From the standard one to the, or so, what's standard now.
Yeah.
It just bugs me that Apple can't join with everybody else and do mini SD.
Mini USB?
Or mini USB. And make it a
universal
standard. Came out in 2001.
2001. So it's been 11 years.
Like, it just bugs me. And it shouldn't, because I don't have one. But it bugs me for the people that do. Because, like if any of my other friends come over that have, like, an Android phone, and they need to charge their phone, I'm going to be like, sure, I've got 3 different chargers.
At the same time, I think they should switch to that now instead of making a new technology. But before, they were out before. I mean, they've been using that dock pin forever.
But it's even still, like, it's the same design, but they've changed it because
the pins,
there's
right.
Yeah, because there's, like, they change which ones charge, and it's like, for what purpose?
Yeah.
To F people over?
That's like, even if you take your phone and put it in some things, it just says that it can't charge it, but it'll still work for, like, the audio.
Right.
So.
Like, the only things they changed were
the charging pins.
It's like, God, you guys are bastards. Anyways.
And then the rumors were firing up last night about Wall Street Journal reported that Apple was... in talks again with all the cable companies to make the Apple TV a cable box, which is kind of a rumor that's been around for a while, really, but we've seen a lot of different...
Do you want me to say my prediction?
What?
Won't happen.
No?
No.
And then today they were talking about it. There was just an article I saw right before we started that pointed more toward that. What do you think is more logical, that they'll have a brand new Apple TV box, or that they'll actually build an actual huge TV?
Not a TV. Not yet. I think eventually we would probably see a TV, but I'd... And not, like if...
Like a TV
year,
like that.
Yep.
Like you mean like an actual TV.
Actual TV. But I don't think it's going to come out this year. I mean, I'd made a prediction when we had our prediction show that they would have one, but there's...
I stayed strong and said not until maybe 2013 at the earliest. And if they do it, though, I mean, right before the holidays would make sense, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, what I was going to say about Apple... I had an interesting discussion yesterday talking about Apple versus Android, like iOS. Do you think Apple is an innovator anymore? Or do you think they just make something current work as good as possible?
Well, they're not. I mean, they revolutionized the phone industry, but they haven't. It's only evolved since then. It hasn't.
Right.
It hasn't, you know, preemptively built anything crazy.
Like, how long has the how many years has the iPhone been out?
2007, so 5 years.
So 5 years. Like, since then, though, they haven't really done... Like, I feel like...
There's nothing huge. I mean, you could argue that Siri was a big deal, but, I mean, it'd been around, but they, like, really iterated it into a useful point and marketed it well that people knew it was there. But other than that, like, I don't think they've really revolutionized anything, no. I mean, they bent the carriers to their will a little bit, which is the only thing they've really done.
Right. It just seems crazy that a company with that much money isn't trying to put, like a lot of people give Google a lot of crap just for how much that they do.
The only, like...
And how, like, half-assed
stuff
comes out.
But I don't think Google, with the exception of if they can really... change the cable industry now, but I don't think they're really going at that with full force either. I think they're just kind of dinking around with it,
right? But they
maybe self-driving cars, but they work so slowly at things that
I mean it, and it's not that like innovation is a
secretly,
quick process,
right,
by any
no,
means
but,
you know, but I just feel like I don't know, so it was interesting discussing that because I'd never really thought about that before. Like you just think of Apple as a powerhouse.
Right.
You know, but I'd never asked myself the question, like, are they innovators at this point? Like, and I would
like, I think they're not with the phone market at all. I think they just built something and then they've just made it. They've just slowly been.
Well, they did. I mean,
they've been zeroing in on the quote unquote the perfect product. Like, they're trying to make it just better and better until they hit the point where, I mean, like, we've talked before. What are they going to do? Put a flamethrower on it? Like,
right.
What are they going to do with phones?
Well, it's like, I mean, and they kind of, I mean, and they gave themselves sort of that stereotype, like, that each time they release something, that it's going to be something humongous and crazy.
Well, the media just builds it up to so much.
Well, Apple, but it's not them, just the media.
Like,
it's Apple that does it to themselves, almost.
And it's because they have such long release, like, I mean, there's Android phones coming out every day. Well, it's slowed down now, but for a while, like, it was literally, like, every other day we were talking about a new phone.
Yep.
So much so that we even left it out of most shows. But I think that is why it's a bigger deal. I think they're slightly innovating. Like, I don't know. I think they made the Ultrabook. I mean, the Ultrabook class. Like, they took that first step into making the thinnest computer they could. And then, you know, other people took the ideas and made it better. And they kind of work at their own pace backwards at it.
Right.
But I think everyone is looking to whatever they do in the television market to be that revolution. I read a lot of articles today about this Wall Street Journal report of them talking with the cable companies about whether or not they will be able to revolutionize how we watch TV. And, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, whatever, they won't do anything. But everyone said that when the iPhone came out. They kind of look at Steve Ballmer. He laughed at it. I mean.
Right.
And then look what happened.
It's funny, like, with the iPhone. Because, I mean,
But since then, really, they haven't... No, I don't think they've revolutionized anything by any means.
What's funny, because I remember walking around with my iPod, and I was like, man, it would be sweet if this was a phone.
Right.
You know, just
it's like
it
the
was
perfect
like,
size.
It was, like, the perfect size, and I'd held it up, and it's like, man, like, I would totally get that. And then, obviously...
Then you didn't.
I didn't.
Well, when they first came out, they were so expensive.
What?
It was $600 subsidized. But then they dropped the prices like 2 months later, and then they refunded everybody $100 right away, right out the gate.
They're like, haha, we effed you. Just kidding. Here's a little money back. But we still got you. But
it goes back to, I mean, we've talked about it before, that the carriers have so much power that it's impossible for them to make headway. And I think, if anything, that's what Apple has done, is really pulled their weight in that market.
Agreed.
But other than that, is there anything else you want to say about Apple?
That's what I had to say.
Sony is doing something cool for once. They're doing a cross-buy promotion where you can get a game on like your Vita or your PS3, and you can get its counterpart, or like it's like a combo of the two. So if you bought Call of Duty for your Vita, or probably it's for your PlayStation 3, you can get it cheap on your Vita. So I mean, that's
cool. That's a good partnership with the. Are they partnered with specific makers, or are they just doing it on their own?
I don't know for sure, but it's a step in the right direction, I think. And with the Vita, they're trying a lot of different marketing things. I think they're actually the only ones. Like, I think Nintendo is stuck in its mobile, where they think they should be in mobile, and the Vita is actually taking cues from. Like the mobile market of phones, where like you can go to their store and buy games, and you can just download the games that way, or you can buy them physically, either or, and they can take up space on your hard drive, and they have a browser. I mean, I know you can do some of that with the 3DS, but it might be the 3DS XL now at this point, I think, is what it's officially called on Nintendo. The Pebble showed off the Pebble smartwatch, the big Kickstarter that was a while ago that made a ton of money before the Ouya took all its thunder. They showed off their UI, an actual working version of their UI. It wasn't in a watch form quite yet, but it's actually showing that it semi-exists now that they have everybody's money, so that's a positive step forward, I guess.
Totally.
If it, you didn't put any money into that, did you?
Nope.
No, me either. I don't wear watches, so I didn't see any.
No, it's cool.
But
it was a cool idea. But you know.
It is what it is.
Kevin Rose did.
Makes sense. You gonna talk about Tesla? What are they up to?
So I was just gonna check. I was on the wrong one.
So I believe it went up yesterday. A company, oatmeal.com, is trying to
help. You
should
check them out. They have funny stuff.
It's trying to help out, to buy the land that was once Tesla's laboratory. Nikola Tesla's yes. Laboratory.
Operation, let's build a goddamn Tesla museum.
So it's his land that he had as his laboratory was bought and used
Holy crap.
A movie.
They've raised over $120,000 today.
That makes sense. They raised like 200 some yesterday.
And that was like I started watching at like 10:30. So yeah. That's crazy.
I bet they're close to 200 again today, cuz I think it was at 250 last night. But so they're trying to build, I mean, so he had a laboratory, he went broke, and someone else bought it and made it a movie studio, basically. But they are now selling it, and so they're trying to raise money to buy it and build a Tesla museum. New York State is giving them a grant of $750,000 or something.
$850,000. $850,000 like
to match. But so they have to come up with the other $850,000, which was enough to buy it. The problem is there is another bid in on the land, so they have to get their shit together fast. But they've raised already almost $500,000 in the last 2.5 days.
It's ridiculous.
Or whatever it may be. But I just, my favorite part was like, they're like specifically called certain people out. Tesla Motors was one of them. And the founder of Tesla Motors actually responded and said he would invest as personally because he was a huge Tesla fan. And that's why he named it Tesla Motors. But they called out people like, you know, GE.
Yo, they
JP Morgan.
They called out
Christian Bale, Google.
Like, everybody.
They're like, hey, this would be a good move for you because blah, blah, blah. So GE was because they invested in Thomas Edison, and he stole everything Tesla did. more or less. They called out JP Morgan, I think it was, because they initially invested in Tesla, so why wouldn't they do it again? Tesla Motors for obvious reasons.
Yeah, Christian Bale. It'd be good PR for you for your upcoming Tesla movie, yes. If Batman were real, he'd totally sponsor the shit out of this museum. Tesla Motors, it'd be good PR for your awesome cars, yes. If we get property, I hereby give you permission to do donuts in the Wardenclough parking lot. Google, I read that Larry Page is a huge fan of Tesla, and I believe that if Tesla were alive today, he'd rock the shit out of Gmail and spend a lot of time making fun of Bing. Like, that is, they're so awesome. Yeah, well, I'll finish the other two. General Electric, Thomas Edison founded GE and screwed Tesla out of a ton of money. It's never too late to make amends. Sponsor this museum. The internet will love you forever, I promise. And then JP Morgan. JP Morgan, you there? 100 years ago, you believed in Tesla and backed him financially. Honor his legacy and help him out again. So, it's... yeah, it's really good. And it's... I have no doubt that they're going to hit their target.
They have 45 days left, and they're already over
half. Four. Only four now.
Only 4 days?
44 days.
Oh, 44. Sorry. Yeah. So they have plenty of time. Especially since they've already over halfway there. Like,
oh, totally. Yeah. But they've sold, like, all of their smaller things to, like, donate for. Like, you can just donate, but, like, the lowest one was $25, and they had 2,500 things that they could, that they were selling, and that sold out. The $50 one is sold out. The $100 one is sold out. The $500 one is sold out, and the $1,000 one is on its way to being sold out.
That's crazy.
So... it's going to happen.
You get t-shirts and bumper stickers, I think, were some of the things they were giving away.
Yeah, those
away.
Are all sold out.
Right, but I mean, those were some of the things.
Right. And 8x10 of
Nikola
Tesla.
Oh, yeah,
Nikola
it was just
Tesla.
A picture. Yeah, that's one of the other ones.
That's
some
funny
stuff.
They're doing a good job. But it's just, yeah.
I would totally go to a Tesla museum.
Just, like I was telling Shelby today, like, because she donated. And it's, like, just the way they're going about it is just awesome. Because, I mean, the title of the fundraiser right. is, let's build a goddamn Tesla museum. And it's, like...
they're not using Kickstarter.
Yep.
Because Kickstarter doesn't allow charities.
Correct. So it's through Indiegogo. Indiegogo. I mean, not India. Indiegogo.
Indie.
So, it's cool.
So, if you're into that sort of thing, go and... donateoatmeal.com. I think you could probably find it.
Correct. I'll post a link to the...
Randy will post a link to the...
Chatters. Did you get your Instagram update?
Yeah. It's funny.
What do you think?
Did you put any pictures in your map?
Only one.
Did you only have one that was geotagged?
I had two that were geotagged, but I only...
But one, you're like, ooh.
No, it was just a stupid one. No, it was just one of the weather.
Just kidding.
Because it was like 105.
It was a joke.
It was when it was 105 degrees out or something.
I had three. I thought I had more. But I don't know. It's cool. It's a cool idea. It's funny. I saw someone point out that that's what iPhoto did, but no one uses it on the iPhoto app
on
Apple.
They stole that from them, huh?
Yeah. But it's funny because people steal from each other all the time. I don't know. It's a cool. So Instagram updated to 3.0 today. They're trying to make... it did seem snappier loading for me today, at the very least.
I only updated tonight and haven't played with it. So.
The UI was fine. It's pretty similar to what it was. The Twitter friends is completely gone now. It's funny, because I started reading all the articles about it, and I was like, oh, I haven't got an update yet. And so I went and checked on my phone.
I do like the title bar for the picture, like when you're swiping.
That it stays,
it stays
right there,
so you can still see.
So you
and then it's
know
like,
who you're on.
Whoop, and then yep. It just disappears. That's cool.
And I know they have like multi-line comments now, so you can captions. Yeah, and they added a whole mapping, so you can look on the map and see wherever you've put pictures before. Maybe if you traveled the world, or you know.
And it's funny, I didn't know that hashtags actually worked in Instagram.
Yeah, you thought everybody just did it to be funny.
Yeah, so.
Maybe you're gonna start hashing.
I will definitely. Like when I haven't posted a lot to Instagram in a long time, but I'll start hashtagging them.
But yeah, so they rolled out a 3.0, and they said every 0.0 update they do is like a huge move forward for them, is what they're kind of saying. With 2.0, it was added more filters, and it was all. I mean, it was a lot better. And I mean, it looked nice. It seemed snappier. I liked the way it reloaded better. You could kind of see what it's doing now. Just overall looked like pretty good. And I think the maps thing could be cool. I always forget to geotag things, so maybe I'll pay more attention to that now.
How funny is that? So I'm reading an article on Gizmodo, and it's talking about this new, like, this could be the easiest way to make a stuffed burger. Comments. Sorry, what's the point of a stuffed burger? What's wrong with just toppings? The mere question that you ask shows that you've never had one. If you find yourself in the Twin Cities, seek out a Juicy Lucy and have your life changed. Second comment, Matt's Bar for the win.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
I did see that post earlier, but I didn't look at the comments. It posted. That's
cool.
That's awesome.
I mean, I never think of like other people being like, there's no from other Minnesota? Nerds around here.
Right.
It's just me and you, Mike.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Sorry,
that was my rant. Random.
Pinterest updated and finally has a full-fledged tablet app on iPad. And Google Plus updated their app this week.
Yes, I got that update.
It wasn't anything crazy.
No, it was
something
making
about Hangouts.
Yeah,
joining Hangouts or something
for being on a portable device, and then making comment or creating posts a lot easier on your phone / tab as well, which is true. Like, it's like for making a post, like, I mean, having the buttons like right at the top now mm-hmm. is really nice, and then once you start scrolling they disappear, so it's like, oh, that makes it easy.
Just a little updates. Square announced today that they would be, we talked about them last week joining up with Starbucks, but they announced for small businesses that instead of doing a percentage of each transaction, you can sign up and do a $275 monthly fee. I mean, if you're doing...
What does small business mean, you think, to them?
I wonder. I didn't see any details on that, but I wonder if it's like a certain
like
amount.
Like Visa's can... gonna be like, oh, that's pretty sweet. Maybe we'll go along with you guys.
Visa has actually invested in Square. So I don't know how much they will try to compete with them, but...
No, I was just saying, like, they would replace their service. They're like, oh, man, maybe not them, but that's a bad example. I wouldn't use a credit card company as an example. How about, like...
PayPal.
I was going to say, like, Walmart. Walmart's like, oh, you guys only charge us $275 for a month of transactions?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, we'll go with...
No, I'm sure there's a monthly, like, you can't
you can't
be
do
doing...
more than five transactions.
Well, it's like 2.75%, I think.
I was just making stuff up, Mike.
Is what the actual fee is per transaction.
81.5% of all statistics are made up.
No, look it up. See what it is. I bet it's 2.75.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you made up a number. I get it. Wait.
You don't have to freak out.
No, I'm looking it up now.
I don't want awkward silence, so
keep
you look it up.
Then.
I don't have a Square.
I thought you did.
No.
2.75 per swipe.
What if you fail swipe
I was
once?
Right.
And they're like, oh, we got you, good sucker.
Well, it didn't go through.
Maybe
then.
They automatically, maybe like every swipe you do, they're like, whoop, oh, didn't read it, better swipe it again. And you're like, damn you.
The site's pretty cool. I haven't been here in a while. It's changed a lot. Anyway, so 2.75, so what is that, $1,000? $10,000?
What are you even talking about right now? For how many swipes?
No, because it's a percentage of the swipe. So, like, if you did $100, you could charge
$275. I see what you're saying. I get it.
So at 10, so that means you're, if you're...
10,000 swipes.
So if you're doing more than $10,000 a month, then it's a good deal.
We better invest in that, huh?
Yeah, because we're raking in all this mad cash.
As we're sitting on my couch.
Without a producer.
Damn. No, we got a producer. He's over there right now.
He's keeping quiet like he should be.
Yeah, yeah, keep your mouth shut.
Dish Network is rolling out.
We'll call him Jason.
Okay.
Dish Network's rolling out satellite.
The satellite broadband, I think, is $15 is what they're claiming they're going to run.
$15?
15
meg?
Meg.
Yeah. What's their awesome latency going to be like? crap.
But it's got to be better than dial-up when you live out in the middle of nowhere and that's your only option.
Don't care. I will go. I will, like, if my only two options are satellite internet or dial-up, I will go without. I'll use the internet when I go to work.
What if you work from home?
How am I working from home if I don't have internet?
That's a good question. You dig graves for a living and you live in a graveyard.
Then I'm
guess you're not using the internet when you go to work, huh?
Probably not. I'm not too worried about checking my Facebook when I'm digging graves.
You update your Twitter. Just digging another grave.
Number three today. They requested it extra wide. Get it? Because it's a big guy.
I get it, but I think, yeah.
Is that bad?
No, what? I don't know.
What are you going to say? How long have we been going for a long time?
No.
Oh, okay. I have a hankering for a Klondike bar.
A Klondike? What would you do? Would you dig a grave?
I would dig a grave for a Klondike
bar. An extra large?
I don't know if I'd do an extra large one. We'll just do a standard one. And only if there's no coffin. Like, maybe if we're going to bury somebody in the backyard. Well,
we're just digging it. We're not necessarily putting anybody in it. I don't want to be telling people we're putting people in holes here.
Oh.
You don't want to just call people out like that, I believe. That's what you said to me earlier.
It's true, you don't.
You don't want to be calling people's stuff out.
We're digging it for somebody else.
So anyways.
Get it?
I'm just going to play that two ways. Because I don't know the details.
Fair enough.
I just deleted it, so you don't even know what it said.
I can do this. Control-Z. Oh, damn. Control-Z doesn't work. you didn't delete it. Edit.
You can go back and revisions.
Undo. Shit. Edit. Redo. Never mind. Go.
So app.net got funded.
What's that?
I talked about 2 weeks ago a guy, Dalton Caldwell, who wrote that open letter to Mark Zuckerberg about how, you know, Facebook is killing him. And not like how we're digging graves killing him, but like, you know, they're holding him down.
You hold me back.
So
don't tase me, bro.
And he is upset with Twitter at this point as well because of their recent changes to their API and whatnot, which also there was another release just this evening. I was just reading before we started that's neither here nor there. So he's upset with basically the ad system in both Facebook and Twitter because it becomes a business and not a consumer product that is actually good for the consumer. And so he wants to make a premium service that basically is charging $50 a year to replace Twitter. But it would be clean and you would never see any ads and this type of thing.
Would you pay for Twitter?
No.
Me either.
Well, the problem is that it's good for developers, but it is bad for consumers. Because then the developers have a good API system. Yada, yada, yada. They can build good stuff, and it's not being bogged down by ads because people are paying to use the service, which Penny Arcade got funded, and so they're not going to have ads for, like, 6 months or something, I saw as well. Neither here nor there.
Cool story, bro.
But, so anyway, he got his funding. I think he needed $500,000, but he got funded.
Read later.
What are you reading later?
Some stuff on Staring at the Sun. It's not good, apparently.
Shocker. So anyway, he is basically trying to make a premium Twitter that you can use. Well, yeah. But it's not going to work. So that's my that. It's a cool
that's
idea.
That's your that?
It's a good idea, but it won't work because it won't get the mass adoption of Facebook and Twitter because it's paid. It's premium. And the reason that these services are so good, even though everybody hates them,
it's because they're free.
It's because they're free. And you can't have your cake and eat it too, as it turns out.
The cake is a lie anyways, so.
That's true. That's why we have Klondike bars.
Yep.
So that's app.net. Medium was launched. Did you see anything about that? Do you know what that is, Medium?
I don't see anything in here about Medium.
Medium Rare Steak?
Yep.
So Medium was launched. It is a publication platform which is launched by the Obvious Corporation, which is founded by Biz Stone and Evan Williams, Goldsmith Williams, the two of the three founders of Twitter with Jack Dorsey. who have left to
work on their own things. I like Jack Dorsey. He's kind of a weird guy, but...
Yeah, but so him and the two other really smart guys that made Twitter.
Right.
These are the two other guys that are doing their own thing now. But they're basically launching this. You can go look at it right now. I think it's Medium.com, which would make sense. It's called Medium, so I'd assume they have a lot of money. They bought the name.
Did we know that?
That she was?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were intoxicated, so you might not remember.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Medium, go check it out. You can't actually get in yet. You can just look at stuff, and you can sign up with a, go figure, a Twitter account. They're also launching Branch, which looks cool, which is a picture thing. Also, they're like add-ons to Twitter, kind of making it, bringing it beyond 140 characters, I think is what they're going for. Like,
that's stupid.
Continuing the story.
That's stupid.
Well, then don't sign up.
I'm not going to.
All right, deal.
Unless I have a username to save, then I'll sign up.
Well, you can get reserve your Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah, then I don't care.
Well, you could probably get the other one.
Then I don't really care at all. If I don't have the real Twitter handle, I don't want a half-ass Twitter handle.
And in news that probably everyone saw, the leader of WikiLeaks, Julian, how do you say his last name? Do you know? Assange. Julian A.
Let's just call him
Frankenstein. Frankenstein. You even like that name, Julian?
No, it's kind of gay.
What do you want to be called? I want to be called Frankenstein. So Frankenstein has been living in the Ecuadorian.
He's in Ecuador.
He's in the UK, but he's at their embassy. It's like he's been living there for 2 months.
So he's technically in Ecuador then, because embassies are right.
So, but I was just trying to think of, would it be the Ecuadorian embassy?
Ecuador's embassy.
So he's
not going to say the United Statesian embassy. You're not going to say the Englandia.
Britain, the British embassy.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's been living there for 2 months, and they have now said that they will let him come live in their country, their real country. Britain wants him turned over because they say he's been charged with rape, which is just a cover-up because really they want him and they're going to get him for espionage. And so Ecuador is standing up to the man, even though police have the thing. Like, if he stepped out, like, they would arrest him instantly. So I don't know how they're getting him out of there.
They're just a couple guys playing cards out there waiting.
Yeah, they showed him standing. I didn't see anybody in the pictures of anyone playing cards. I'm sure somebody is at night.
They're playing checkers.
Right.
Is that what they do in the Ukraine?
No, they're in the United Kingdom, the UK.
What did I just say? Ukraine? I meant UK.
They're the guys that don't have any facial features. They're very stoic.
Yeah. Maybe they're playing, what would they do? They play like Russian roulette? It's like, shit, we lost another one.
It's not Russia.
I know. Damn it, we lost another one. We need a replacement. Maybe you guys need to stop playing Russian roulette.
So anyway, that's our podcast for the week. But yeah, so Ecuador is going to allow him safe haven. What do they call it? I don't know, sanctuary?
No, because that's in a church. That's what Igor did. Sanctuary!
Right. Victor Hugo's classic novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Why isn't it the
Quasimodo? It's not Igor.
Oh, wait. Igor, that was...
That's Frankenstein. Frankenstein. So that's our podcast for the week.
Go team!
You got anything else you want to talk about? Usain Bolt? I did have him in there earlier.
He's a cocky mofo, but he's fast as shit.
He's faster. He runs faster. Than a diver dives.
He runs faster than gravity.
No, technically gravity won. But the diver, because they jumped up, lost.
Right. Which is stupid. Because if it was...
It's
like...
crazy to me that they fall slower. It takes them longer time to cover the first, is it 30 meters, than the second 70 meters?
Right.
That's crazy, right?
Because...
I get it. I understand why, but
that's
like...
That's not that crazy. That's physics.
Well, I know, but to visualize it, it's kind of... Like,
I think you're just being crazy right now.
So anyway, that's our podcast. We have a Twitter and a Facebook. Email us.
Oh, Julia. How about Julia Childs? She had her 100th birthday.
Yeah, Elvis died 35 years ago.
Yeah. A guy caught a picture of the Loch Ness Monster. And actually a decent picture, which still is a really crappy picture.
Photoshopped? I don't know.
Bill Gates is trying to reinvent the toilet.
True, I saw that.
Oh, did you read about the Reddit users?
What?
They're working on trying to create their own island.
Really?
Like a legit island. They have investors already. And there's going to be a select few that will move there first, apparently.
Do they have to have the highest karma or what?
I don't know what it was based on. I didn't read it.
Probably is. Not me. I have one. Because I just creep. Shocker, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's my stories. Reddit can suck it.
I like Reddit.
Yeah. They'd be good if their freaking interface wasn't complete garbage.
But that's where the content is.
Subway-themed hentai. It sounds like something I shouldn't click on. Oh, my word.
What the? What are you doing right now? So anyway, you can follow us on Facebook, like us.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
You can follow us on Twitter.
I am at the...
No.
Oh. You said us. So I was just thinking of me and you. And I'm like, why aren't you going? Why aren't you go first always?
Facebook, Twitter.com/
How about just at Bleed Geek?
At Bleed Geek.
Bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Email us.
Fans with an S.
Mm-hmm.
At Bleedgeek.com.
Give us a call.
406-794-3358.
Seven. That was really close, though.
Really?
Yeah, last digit was wrong.
Holy, I don't even know where that came from. 406-79-GEEKS.
Yeah, and as Randy was starting to tell you, you could follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
See, this is the order that it happens. And I was like, come on, Mike, just say your Twitter already.
Why are you just looking at me?
I am at the Crandall.
Two L's.
Follow Pat. He is at... I was going to be mean. I'll stop.
Hammock follow time.
I don't even care. No, don't even say it anymore. Listen to old podcasts. Listen to old podcasts if you want to know his. Follow Fowler. At FowlerFF. Follow Josh Nyman. At The Nyman.
Go check out The Point After Attempt. We did a preseason...
Last week, we did a little preseason action. Well, I just kind of hung out, and you guys did it. But
right. Maybe we'll do it again next week. I haven't decided
maybe
yet.
Maybe we'll do it again next week.
Drafts are coming up, and make sure you go and follow us on Facebook and Twitter there to get up-to-date info for who's in and out on, you know, Sundays when you're trying to figure out your lineup. You need to know who's playing. Been a lot of injuries already in the preseason.
Bunch of girls.
It's true. You sound funny when you're talking in your bottle.
Cool.
Yeah, that's that. Go check out some reviews of the campaign. Bleedgeek.com/movies.
Good call.
And yeah, that's what I got. You have anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm good.
You want to talk about Bramfest?
Ooh. Yeah.
Google Bramfest if you live in Minnesota.
Yeah. There's a car show. Now, Pi Day was 2 weekends ago. On September 8th, it is a Saturday. There's a little shindig going on up in Bram called Bramfest. There's a car show hosted by the North Country Hillbillies, and it is partnered with the Covenant Church in Bram. So during the day, they have, like, worship music. Not worship music. Like, Christian bands playing, but it's like bluegrass music, and then at night they have rock bands come. And it's September 8th. It starts at, I don't remember the time. I want to say 9
in the morning.
In the morning.
Oh, the car show.
Yep. So it's a good time. So, and there's a guy there that makes ribs, and they are fan freaking tastic. I can't even talk. I'm not even wasted. What's my problem?
I don't know. So if you're living East Central Minnesota, definitely check it out. And if you live in the
in Canada, F out of here.
So that's that. As always, we thank you all for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.